This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state is asking anglers to avoid fishing on a four-mile stretch of Tamichi Creek east of Gunnison. The voluntary closure starts at noon each day. Warm water temperatures and low flows mean fish experience increased stress when caught. The state says anglers might find it difficult to release fish safely. If anglers want to hit the popular fishing spot, the state asks for folks to visit in the morning. A former Montrose funeral director is taking a proposed plea deal after being caught in a years-long scheme. CPR's Stina Sieg reports, and a warning to listeners, some of the details are disturbing.
The Montrose Daily Press reports that in the meeting, U.S. Attorney Jeremy Chaffin said that Megan Hess intends to plead guilty to one count of mail fraud, thereby admitting to the years-long scheme at Sunset Mesa Funeral Home. Hess and her mother, who still faces a trial, are accused of selling bodies and body parts without proper consent from next of kin. Hess faces up to 20 years in prison. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver's Cherry Blossom Festival returns this weekend for the first time in 3 years. The pandemic put the annual celebration on hiatus, but on Saturday, it will bring taiko drumming and teriyaki stands back to the city's Sakura Square. There will also be martial arts demonstrations and lessons about how to trim your bonsai tree. The free festival runs through Sunday night. Right now in Denver, it's 91 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Vail, it's 58 degrees with light rain. And in Grand Junction, it's 82 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.